'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kind. A sober thought came through my mind, for this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each day of the year because of the soldiers, like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a whispering voice.
Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country,
my core.
The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered,
"Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure."
One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all, a good night.